The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com and by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In a moment, Chicago's homicide crisis through the eyes of a funeral director named Spencer Leak.
A significant portion of my day is spent trying to counsel with mothers who have lost sons through gun violence.
But first, this from Charlie. There have been over 200 shooting deaths in Chicago so far this year.
How many gun violence funerals have you done so far this year?
I would think the number is about 45.
That keeps the Leak and Sons Funeral Home on Chicago's South Side very busy. But funeral director Spencer Leak Sr. told CBS News correspondent Danielle Nottingham it's the kind of business that he'd rather not have.
What's the hardest part of your job?
The age of the young people. The fact that they are victims of just rage, rampant violence, not necessarily directed toward them.
He just arranged the funeral of Junila Watkins, killed by a bullet meant for her father.
I buried this little baby, 6-month-old, the most beautiful baby you would ever see, killed in her father's lap. It makes my stomach turn to have to do that.
This week, he also buried Clifton Ballantyne. Ballantyne was with friends at a cookout when someone walked up to the group and started shooting.
They come by the thousands to see young people lying in a casket. They are looking to experience the same fate because of the nature of our city. We in the black community, we must come together, band together, and stop the division and then try to turn around some lives.
But in the meantime, he's got a job to do. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.